What did you see out of Green Bay's run defense in that last meeting? Obviously, you guys had a big game against them.
We pretty much kept it simple. You know, we had to run the ball against them in order to keep drives moving and stuff like that. And offensive line did a great job up front, taking care of the front seven or eight that they have in the box. And once that happens, it's up to me. You know, make somebody miss in the secondary, but. We basically ran basic run plays. It wasn't special.
When you see that they're Green Bay's we're at the bottom of the league, is that something that kind of gets you guys talking? Is a way to attack this week?
Not really. I mean, it doesn't matter. We don't really look at what somebody's ranked in the league because it's still, this is the NFL. There's still good guys on their team. I mean, just because they may be ranked that low doesn't mean that their defense can't stop the run or that they're not good. It's the NFL. They guys get paid to play football, play defense, and they're still good. So, I mean, it's always a question from the outside in. They're like, oh, they're ranked last in the league in this, so you guys should do this on them or whatever. But, you know, you still have to go out there and execute plays and make sure that we, practice hard at what we're going to do out there on the field and make sure we can make those plays happen.
Matt, at 3-5 and having lost these guys once already, what's the mindset in the locker room for this game?
Same mindset that it's going to be from here on out. You know, we have to win every game. And, this is an important game, and it's a divisional game as well. So, it's time to hunker down and, get serious and keep practicing hard out there. And then when we get, come the game time, not shoot ourselves in the foot like we did the first half of the season with penalties, turnovers, and, missed opportunities or executing the plays wrong.
Is there a feeling that, especially with the schedule you guys got coming up with all those home games, is there a feeling that you guys can get right back in the race this week?
We're always optimistic. We just have to go out there and do it. So, there's always an opportunity for everybody to be, down and out right now, but we're not going to be looking at that. We have an opportunity to pretty much write our own story the rest of the season and, win these games coming up, especially with a lot of home games coming up. So we need to take advantage of that.
What's been the problem this year? Why are you 3-5?
Losing the turnover battle is the main thing, probably. There's a lot of stuff. There's nothing on. This is a team, so you can't really just point your finger at one thing. But the main thing is throughout the games that we've lost the turnover battle. And, 90-95% of the people who are the teams that lose the turnover battle are going to lose that game.
You on a personal note, I mean, you're getting up there in some pretty heady company. I was looking at your guys' preview stuff, and you're right up there with Thurman Thomas and Marshall Faulk on some stuff. What does that mean to you?
Just means that I've obviously been playing at a high level, and I mean that's just the main thing that I want to do is just play at a high level and play consistently at a high level, and then. To be compared to guys like that, I mean, of course it's an honor. I'm humbled that, somebody would even say something like that because those guys are obviously in the Hall of Fame and were great running backs, and that's what I aspire to be one day.
What is the advantage to the offense when you get the ball in the passing game? I'm assuming it's probably a lot easier to go up against, 200-pound DBs than a 300-pound lineman.
Yeah, I mean, it's another way to get the ball out in space. Sometimes when you get the ball in the backfield, it's hard to get out of the backfield sometimes because, it's the big guys up front. But when you get the ball out in the flats or on a check down, you can obviously, take advantage of a DB because, you got space on them. But at the same time, those guys are faster than the linemen are. So, it also gives us a chance to, if I'm catching the ball underneath, try to get our receivers open downfield as well.
Do you feel, is there a feeling that the Packers have you guys snake bit, or how would you describe it? Because they've found ways to win, for example, the last game of last year, and then this most recent game, you guys were dominating. the line of scrimmage, I guess. You were moving the ball up and down the field, but you weren't scoring. What's the feeling about the Bears and the Packers?
We haven't done enough to win in the games that we've lost. The games we've lost, we've either given up a big play at the end of a game or in the red zone, not scoring touchdowns and kicking field goals, and then they have a really high-powered offense. And then, you know, you put somebody like Aaron Rodgers in a position like that, you know, you basically leave it up to him, and we can't do that, you know. We got to keep him off of the field and control the clock.
Is there a sense of frustration that you guys haven't been able to have more success against Green Bay than you have?
It's always frustrating when you don't have success against a team, and especially a rivalry game or a divisional game, and then year after year. So it's always frustration with that. But, you know, we don't let frustration get the best of us. You know, we still have to go out there and focus on what we have to do.
Did this bye come at a good time for you guys? And do you feel like you're maybe closer than, or I should say, do you guys feel like you're close to getting things solved?
A bye in the middle of the year, around the eighth game, is always good because it's kind of, you cut the season in half and you can get everybody back refocused and, you know, healthy. Some of the guys that weren't healthy before the bye, you can get them back healthy during that time.